that first one, I talked about the success that people have, especially men, when it comes to being able to date somebody. And they adapt a personality. And whether it's you're a jerk, a popular guy, a comedian, you're the sugar daddy, you're the high value career guy, powerful status, a romance guy, combination of all of them or none of them. You know, like I said, not none of them, but you adapt a hybrid version of those things. And then men realize that's how we attract women, right? So that's the thing, the blueprint that a lot of guys have. So when going back to that post of that guy that's saying, hey, when you date women over 30, and they're asking all these questions about your status in life, you know, they don't want to make sure you're living at home with mom. They don't want to make sure you're making below what they're making. They want to make sure that you have your shit together. That's basically what it is. And that's not a problem with me. I totally get it. You got to do it, because no matter what we want to say about the other gender, we're all shallow, meaning that men are very shallow when it comes to attraction. And women are very shallow when it comes to men. I'm not saying all men and all women are that way, but that becomes an important variable when you are dating people and you're trying to differentiate which men you or woman you want to be with in a committed relationship. That's the big thing. It's like, for me, it's like, wow, great personality, but I'm not attractive, or hot as balls and dry. And dry personality. I'm like, I'm probably just going to fuck the hot one. And then if it fizzles out, then I'll keep it going. But that's how men are. Just like with women, it's like, this guy is a fucking janitor at fucking Walmart. But man, he's a great guy. He's a great friend, best friend. Your friend's on his ass. But you know that he's unable to provide the lifestyle and the vision you have for yourself and for your future. And that's the thing. It's like, you rather gamble with the millionaire dickhead, the millionaire sugar daddy jerk, or the popular comedian that is not able to be emotionally available to you. Like, you rather roll that dice, because we all have shallow needs in general. We know that's the thing. We just can't hide from that. So I understand that perspective. I really do. But I think the problem that I have, especially for me dating, is that I have no problem with a woman checking my status and shit like that, saying, okay, you can't be doing certain things. Like, I had someone that was telling me, like, I'm not going to date anybody that has their mom living at home. And like, in a case like mine, it's like, what if I have my mom living at home because she has reached a point in her life where she can't be on her own anymore, you know? Like, you know, that doesn't mean that I'm depending on her. You know, it's more of me doing my duty as a son to my mother. Like, it was funny because I ended up going to a restaurant. I took it on. My mom loves eating. So I took it to a restaurant, Dominican restaurant that I knew in on the way back home. And you know, the woman that was working there was just marveling at me. Was like, wow, you know, like, basically envisioning herself and her son. And was like, you know, that's really nice of you to take your mom out and do these things. And I hope my son does that for me when I get older. And it's like, okay, I get it. Cool. You know, right on. But there is, women see the long game. Much better than men do. Men, we're like, you know, we'll figure it out, because we're just made to be breadwinners. Like, we just know, we understand that we have to create value for women to be attracted to us. That's why there's a lot of men out there that put a lot of time in the way they dress, in the way they present themselves, even though they don't have shit to their name and they'll never have you going over their house, because they understand that the presentation of being somebody of value, is it goes a long way with a woman. But conversely, when you have that guy talking about, well, I feel like I'm always in an interview with a woman, you gotta get used to it, bro. You gotta get your ducks in a row, because you can't be sensitive about that. That's the way the game is played. But the one thing that people do, though, that I wanted to touch on was, on part two, was that people, both men and women, while they know what they want to receive in a compatible partner, they don't know what they're giving. And in my case, when I deal with women, they're like, I'll give you loyalty, I'll give you my love, and I don't give a fuck about that. You know, it's like one of those deals where I'm saying to myself, okay, what are you fucking offering to me, right? What is it that you're offering to me? Because your love and loyalty is subjective. It's gonna be conditional. It's going to be based on certain things. Like, what can you do for me, right? And I was writing down the things that I wanted to experience in a partner. Okay. I said, okay, Minna, what is it that you want to experience from your partner? And I started writing these things down just to kind of put it on. One of the things is that I feel you have to put things in writing or put things out outside of your head and write them down and reread them, because it's important to make sure that it's real. I mean, for whatever reason, we are able to kind of conceptualize things much better when we write them, I feel. And so one of the things that I started writing on my list, I said, okay, I was like, I want a woman that's financially stable, meaning that, you know, she has a career doing her thing. I don't want somebody that's like barely scraping by. I want somebody that's emotionally stable. Someone that is able to control their bad days and be able to not make me out to be the punching bag of whatever bad stuff's happening. Again, I understand we have bad days and things happen in a relationship, but you want to be as consistent as possible. I want someone that's responsible. Somebody that's responsible for their current duties, meaning that there's not things that are going to be permeating to me to handle because they're just not able to do on their own. And it's things that they should be doing on their own for themselves, right? I mean, that's something, when I talk about responsible, somebody that you have your things to be on time. You have to be a person that you are handling things on your side of the fence, if that makes any sense. Dependable. I mean, I want somebody that when somebody has a moment of crisis that I love, I'll drop everything or I'll accommodate them to be there as soon as possible. I really do. Okay, right now, I had a girlfriend and she was stuck in traffic out in Chicago and she got in a car accident and she's in the hospital. And I needed to, not only would I be there, I would tell her, what's the option? You want me to handle business down here for you or go up there? And if she can't hear me, I'll go up there, support her, and then do what I got to do. But I could be dependent on in a moment of time. I could be dependent on where if something is needed from in a moment of crisis, that I could be there, no questions asked. Being accountable. Someone that's accountable for their actions. Like, we're not perfect in a relationship. And what happens with me and my experiences with women is a lot of women have a need to feel right all the time. They even joke about it. Like, I have to be right all the time. That's where the term comes from, happy wife, happy life. And that's not somebody that I want to experience in a relationship. I want somebody that says, hey, I'm wrong. I fucked up on that. You know, that's on me. And vice versa, because I know that's how I'll be. Next thing is unfiltered communication. It's a very hard thing that people are not used to. So that's a very hard one. But I do look for unfiltered communication. I look for consistent behavior and actions. Like, there's a lot of women that I run into. They talk a good game, but when it comes to the actions, they don't match what they say. A lot of inconsistencies all over the place. They're not emotionally stable, not financially stable, so on and so forth. Physically attractive, it goes without saying. If you want, because I understand this about me, and this is a very important thing about me. I can't speak for anybody else. If I'm not physically attracted to you, then it kind of wears down on me. Like, it's weird because I want to be able to look at you every morning, and that's a subjective answer because I'm not talking about beautiful, you being a 10. It's just you being beautiful and doing your best to maintain that naturally. Like, whether it's yoga, whether it's eating healthy, whether it's exercising. Like, I think someone that takes care of themselves is something that's very attractive to me. Open-minded sexually. That goes hand in hand with what I just said about attraction. You want to be open-minded sexually as a woman. And what I run into is very close-minded people because they've been judged or prior relationships, they've been really shamed in whatever thoughts or things that they had. The next one is wants to work as a partner instead of a boss. A lot of women, unfortunately, get in a relationship and get into this control mechanism. And they want to control the relationship, where it goes, how it's done. I always said this before, that I think relationships, it's a battle of ideologies. And as you're resurfacing or things are, new ideologies are coming up in the moment, then you're having to have a fight for whatever it is you want to experience in your relationship. So for me, I don't want to be in a battle with my partner. It's like a business deal. Okay, you want to pay $100,000? I want to sell it for $150,000. And we don't agree, obviously, on the prices that we're trying to on this transaction. So let's meet in the middle. What's the compromise? So I like working as a partner. I like working more in a business mindset instead of my way or the highway. Next one is compartmentalizing relationship trauma from the past. A lot of women do this. A lot of women, they bring their past marriage trauma to the current one, to the new relationship. That's where the rebounds don't work very well, because if you still haven't, there's a lot of women out there that I see in dating that don't work through the shit. They don't work through their shit. And they just think they can sweep it under the rug and then find a new guy and be able to fix whatever errors were in the past. When they haven't had full closure or given themselves time, they haven't given themselves time to heal from the experience they just had. And not only that, but then they'll go ahead and have PTSD with you, thinking that you can possibly be like the prior person. Like, that's, you're already doomed to fail. You understand? Like, when you have that kind of mindset where, okay, I'm waiting for this person to turn out like my ex-wife. No, you can't do that. I always tell this to women that I talk to. Once I realize that each person I run into is going to be a new experience. And let's say the last person I had was the best experience I ever had. And I understand that I may never have that again. But the new experience, while it's going to be different, it's going to be amazing in its own way. And you have to appreciate the new connection and not compare it to the old one. There's some things of the old one that you it's okay for you to look for. So, for example, if the old relationship, you had a great friendship. Awesome. There's nothing wrong with finding another great friendship. But just knowing that that friendship is not going to mirror exactly the same as the one that you had there. Just like some of your friendships right now, no two friends are the same. You still get along. You still love them. But that's the whole point, is that people get caught up in the past mirroring the future. And it's like, dude, you can't do that. You can't compare Greece to Vegas. You can't compare Colombia to Puerto Rico. You know, you can't compare Seattle to fucking Miami. Like, it's just not going to happen. But there's value in Seattle. There's value in Miami. There's pros and cons to it. And it's up to you to really love it or embrace it or not, right? And that's how I see people. So, and then the last one is just getting your affairs in order. Like, I don't want to be in a relationship with a woman that has a shitty credit, that can't keep a job, doesn't have a job. It's kind of like just doesn't have her shit together at all. Doesn't have living at home with parents, or just not having no consistency with career, barely making it check to check. And you're still dealing with drama from, let's say you have kids, you're still dealing with baby mama drama. Like, I don't want to deal with that. Like, I'm not, I got baggage, but it's checked and accounted for. And I expect the same. And that's what I wanted to do with all these things that I mentioned, 10 or 12 things. I just wanted to ramble them as far as from my end. Because the question was for me initially was, okay, if you're asking for these things, Minno, are you providing them? Are you also able, because there's a lot of women out there that be like, I want this man to give me money and all I have is loyalty in return. And I'm like, okay, well, do you know what that man wants? Okay. He wants his dick sucked and swallowed every day. I don't do that. There's women out there I know that are in marriages that don't suck dick, don't swallow, don't cook, and don't clean. And they're living their best fucking life. And you say to yourself, how did that happen? Happens a lot because they pretend to be somebody. And then once they get locked in and there's financial ramifications, the girl just says the show's over. It's kind of like when the guy gets a girl and he fucking kind of, okay, you're my girlfriend now. It's over. They stop courting you. They stop doing all that work. That's how women are. But they're smarter because they stop doing it after marriage. Well, they stopped doing it after they have the kid, because their goal wasn't to be in love with you. Their goal was to be married to a man that can provide them kids so they can have a family, because they want kids. They want the image of this high status, being married and living this great life and having family pictures, you know, and not working on the marriage. But what I don't even know why I went to that rant, but let me just go into this. Like, Minno, are you financially stable? Yes. Minno, are you emotionally stable? I'm retarded, but overall, I'm not a burden to anybody emotionally. So I would say yes. Am I responsible? Yes. Am I dependable? Yes. Am I accountable? Yes. Do I provide unfiltered conversations or communication? Podcast, hello. Consistent with behavior and actions. I'm a man of actions. So when I say I'm going to do something, I mean it, and I'm not going to change. So yes, physically attractive. I think if you like a subjective answer, but if you like 6 foot brown skin guys that speak well and symmetrically okay looking, I mean, then yeah, you're attracted to me. I'm not Brad Pitt. I look more like Vin Diesel and The Rock. But so again, that's your preference. Some people don't like, in this area, it was funny because I was talking to my ex-wife and her partner, and who were in the pool, and all that girl's looking at me. That girl ain't looking at me. She's just trying to figure out if I'm famous or not or somebody. It's like, you know, these white girls ain't going to take me home. This is Trump country. It's like, it's nice to look at, but I'm a fucking colored guy. They ain't going to go ahead and bring me home to dad. Hey, dad, look what I brought in, a big black colored guy. Big nigger Clifford, as Dave Chappelle said. And it's not like I don't get caught up in any white woman looking at me. It's like if they're attractive, especially like if they're like close to Instagram model level, I'm like, they ain't talking to me. They just looking. They ain't no way. I mean, because I already know that I'm not exuding the money guy. I'm not exuding the charming guy. I'm just like, whatever. I'm no kind of guy, and I don't give a fuck. It's basically my attitude. I don't give a fuck. So of course they're not used to that. They're not attracted to that. So anyway. But anyway, I'm accountable on forceful communication, consistent behavior with actions, absolutely physically attractive, I think I am. Open-minded sexually, I know I am. Wants to work as a partner instead of a boss, absolutely. Compartmentalized relationship trauma from the past, yes. Have my personal affairs in order, yes. So you see, what I'm demanding from a woman, I'm also bringing to the table. So there's a reason for me to feel entitled to experience that. So when someone says, man, you can't get all of that, but that's what I'm bringing to the table, then that's somebody that, you know, they don't got the shit in order. That's like that guy, that poster says, I don't know why women, dating women over 30, it's like going to an interview. Well, if you don't have your shit in order, motherfucker, then of course you're going to feel some type of way. Because women ain't stupid. Especially at that age where they have done the right things and they figured things out for themselves, and they said, you know what, I've got myself in a good position without getting pregnant, or if I have gotten pregnant, I got a great career, whether it's a nursing or doing sales, doing some kick-ass shit, and I'm doing fine without you. So tell me why I need to add you into the mix. And a man like that is going to be insecure, because he's going to be like, shit, I can't match her money, I can't match what she's providing. And he doesn't want to step his game up. And that's what I see with women on my end. I see women not stepping their game up for a guy like me. And it's like, I'm not going to give you what you want. It's like, I'm not, because you're not amazing like that. And then what it is they start comparing themselves to a millionaire that they dated. And it's like, that millionaire that you dated never thought of you as long-term material. He just saw you a hot piece of ass, and he played the role that he needed to play to get success with you. That guy was not into you because he didn't treat you. He treated you more like shit. He gave you the magic tricks, and you fell for it. And there you are 3 years later, howling at the moon, wishing you could find exactly like a guy like that, but better. But you haven't done anything to do anything. Yeah, I'm loyal. I'm there. I do this. No. You see, like my list, it's a little bit more tangible than you would imagine under the umbrella of love. Because love for you may be, you got to deal with my worst to handle my best. No, I want a compliment to my life of stability, of being consistent, of being able to compartmentalize your issues and don't pour them to me. Because I don't, when I come home, I don't bring that shit on to my woman. I check that shit at the door. Okay, you want to have fun tonight? Great. Yeah, I had a shitty day. Don't worry about it. We're going to have a great time tonight. It's about us right now. But a lot of women and men, they, when they're complaining, it's that they don't understand what they're doing wrong. Like, I know what I'm doing wrong. Like, I know as a man, you know, it's like, I'm no fucking relationship expert by any means, because obviously I'm not in a marriage and I'm not even in a relationship right now. But I can't tell you this. I can't tell you that I do know enough through experiences of dating people that people don't assess what they are. Like, you have to know who you are, okay? Like, I know who I am. I am a 44-year-old man, career stable man. I will categorize myself, like I said in the prior podcast, as a status guy, a career guy, upper middle class, working, tall, somewhat attractive. No one ever complains about being an eyesore if you like the brown type. And I, you know, I definitely have a value out there for a woman. But the thing is, though, the women that I'm looking at, or the women that are coming to me, don't take care of themselves, meaning that they're not as attractive. They also don't want to deal with, they want something, marriage, consistent long term. Like, and I give them consistent long term, but I'm not going to legally marry, because most women are not matching my income and upside. So I'm not going to give up on somebody that is, just like women feel that they don't want to deal with somebody that's below them. I don't want to deal with that, because I want somebody that's handling their end of the deal. I have a daughter that I'm trying to provide a great future for. I hope you, as a woman, more than likely, if you're at the same stage as I have, you've been divorced and you've been on the good end of that if you played your cards right. More than likely, you should have had a house from it. More than likely, you should have had some sort of good fucking payout where you were able to flip it into a business and voila, you're doing great for yourself. Or you took a stake of the business, or you're getting alimony or something, and you're doing mighty well for yourself, hopefully, if you played your cards right, okay? So that's the kind of woman I'm looking for. But when I'm looking at the 48-year-old that has the grown kid out of school, she's just kind of going by, not intellectually stimulating, complains about her life because she's not fucking married to somebody, doesn't go to the gym, always out drinking or socializing, doesn't take care of her body, doesn't even care to. And you have people that are not very good communicators because they're afraid of being judged and being shamed. And you have people that are not open-minded. So I just go down the lid of the stuff. You know, it's like, doesn't want to work as a partner because they're always right. And they're not going to have anybody tell them what to do. And I tell them all the time, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but don't tell me what to do either. So you figure that out as you want. It's like, I'm not going to tell you how to live your life. I'm going to tell you, respect me. That's the basic core of me. Respect me, respect how you talk to me. And we'll go from there. But if you want to talk out of school with me, it's going to be a problem. But I'm going to respect you. So these are the things that it's very interesting to see how women and men that are complaining about these things, they're not able to provide what they're asking for. And I think for all of you out there that are having challenges in dating, you have to ask yourself, what are the key factors for men? Men love a woman that's physically attractive. I'm not saying that you got to go ahead and get a boob job. I'm not going out there and saying that you have to get more makeup on. I'm just saying, be the best version that you can be. If you're so obsessed with being married and being in a relationship, yes, you will have men that are going to be shallow about your attraction. Absolutely. But you will have more options to choose from. Just like when women tell me all the time, well, if you have money, then you're going to have the wrong woman chasing you. I understand that. But then I'm able to get like a Stanford graduate that's getting her PhD because she's looking at me, okay, this guy got his money and I can get somebody like that. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you can attract the chicken heads, but you can also attract the quality. And it's up to you as a person to be able to differentiate. And I think people don't understand what they're bringing to the table. So I know that, just criticizing myself, is that I know that what I'm asking for is what I'm bringing to the table. Now, there may be some differences here and there, but at the end, you want to be in the same zip code, the same ballpark. I don't want to be with somebody that is handling their business, right? But then they're terrible communicators. or they're doing great, but they're just coming home and being a punching bag, and I'm having to play counselor every fucking night. Like, I don't want that. You know, I don't want to come home to a woman that, yeah, you're hot as fuck, but you got some 2-3 annoying kids that you don't have under control. You know, I don't want. And see, you see what I'm saying is that you have to exude what it is you want in a relationship. And I do that. Now, at this point, I'm like, I'm just kind of taking care of my daughter, being on cruise control. But I know the criteria that I'm looking for. I know it when I see it. And I think when people try to play date and matchmaker, it's like, guys, I know when I see it. Like, it's out there. It's not as often because it's a combination of it's a career woman that's got her shit together. And it's somebody also that's very rounded. High emotional intelligence is basically what I'm saying. High emotional intelligence with a very level pragmatic perspective and being able to get their personal affairs in order. That's the combo. That's the combo that you're looking for. And I think for a lot of people out there, they don't even figure that out for themselves. All they do is just fucking complain and complain like this guy. I can't complain. Women are treating like an interview. Get your shit together. Because I know if someone sits me down, it's like, okay, what do you do, Minnow? I'm like, yep, I do accounting. What's your title? CFO, Chief Financial Officer. What company? MVP Realty. What is it? You know, what, so on and so forth. I go down the road. It's like, okay, what is it that you do? And I'll be like, okay, how tall are you? 6'4". Okay. Where do you live? This is my house. Okay. You have a car? Yeah, I have a car. Yep. It's like, what do you do? What do you do for fun? I travel. You know, I have a dependable car. I don't want a fancy one because I'd rather spend it on my daughter and travel like I did to Vegas and like I'll be doing to comedy shows and shit like that. You know, and girls like, cool, right on. I get it. No one's ever complained. So you see what I'm saying? Like, it's like, any issues with the ex-wife? Absolutely not. Any, you know, do you want me to take care of your kids? Nope, you don't have to take care of my kid. She has a mom. Thank you very much. Do you need me to cook? Nope, I don't need you to cook. I'm good. Do I need you to handle your bills? Nope. I'm a numbers guy. I'm a hybrid. I'm a numbers and artistic guy. So you don't have to do that for me. Like I'm, like I said, it's a very hard thing for people to match me on. And I understand that. Because, you know, I had to work on myself to be this jack of all trades in order to be where I'm at. And I understand women don't understand that. And I understand that women feel entitled to having something like that where they don't bring shit to the table other than head, other than good head. Good head, yeah, good head. But I don't want to hear you yapping all fucking day complaining about how, you know, the drama in your life. You can't fucking handle it. Like, I don't want to hear it for 6 months. I don't want to hear it for a year. I don't mind hearing it from time to time. And I'm emotionally available. But that just can't be your life going on. And I'm not going to do it for the sake of sex. It's like, yeah, because at the end, I'm comfortable paying for sex. I'm comfortable getting a happy ending massage. Because the rationale is for me is if I'm taking you out on dates, it costs me just as much. If I take you to a comedy show, it costs me just as much. But I'm not dealing with the fucking headache. I'm getting my back pressed on. I'm getting my fucking groin stretched out and then some. And I don't have to hear from them and them bother me. And I'll go straight into Call of Duty mode. So it's like, what are you offering to me? That is like, like just something that's unique. And that's what I'm saying. Like when I talk about myself, I know what I am. I know what I bring to the table. I know what my flaws are. I know what things, I know myself. I know, and I'm able to communicate that and convey that. But women don't know that. And men don't know that out there. That especially the men that are complaining. Like, I'm not complaining. I just like calling this shit out. I like calling this shit out because women think they're these perfect specimens in the dating world that do no wrong, and every guy is the reason why they are not in a relationship. It's not because of men necessarily. It's because you're not owning up what you bring to the table. And if you're just thinking you're bringing big tits and a big smile, awesome. Just know that only lasts long term. There's a man out there, sugar daddy, but I don't know. It's like you have to figure out if you haven't had success in dating, if you're obsessed with being in a relationship. Luckily for me, I'm not obsessed. I just want to have constant cool company. If it's one person or two, whatever. But I like having cool company from time to time my schedule allows. That's it. It could be more, but the moment it starts getting stressful, I don't do very well. Again, I know these things. I convey these things. And that's where I see a lot of these problems. People overlook red flags. People don't have any self-accountability with what they're asking for versus what they're wanting. Like, that scale is very tilted. And I just sit there and laugh about it because it's like I'm saying to myself, Jesus, dude, you don't fucking know what you're doing here. You know, you don't know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's crazy to me. And that's the part where I don't get people at all. You know, like I don't really get people in that perspective, man. And it's like you guys are out there. I'm doing something here on the phone. And that's why I always scratch my head, because when I go through my whole spiel of people, you know, being, you know, you just being in a good place with people and having these flaws, man, I don't even know, man. I just got to go. I'll talk to them. Body.